Srila Prabhupada was asked that you have taken us from such a miserable, illusioned condition and given us so much. You've given us the spiritual world. How could we repay you? And Srila Prabhupada's reply was, just accept what I have given you and share it with others. He wanted nothing for himself. And he personified that principle. Her Grace Jamuna Devi was a living example of that. Like a thirsty person drinks pure water after walking for days and weeks in a desert, that was the enthusiasm and eagerness in which she would hear from Srila Prabhupada and observe the example. How many times she read all of Srila Prabhupada's books, listened to his tapes, but she also was so eager and sincere to observe and imbibe how Srila Prabhupada applied these principles. Because the spirit of bhakti, the spirit of seva, is what actually gives us the capacity to understand the knowledge with realization. Lord Chaitanya, he taught that the essence of religion, the essence of all the scriptures and the Vedas, can never be understood no matter how many books we read, no matter how many austerities we perform, or how much charity we give. These truths can only come, be realized, through mahajano yena katasa panta, through following in the footsteps of great souls. Because such great souls embody those principles. Yamuna Devi, experiencing Prabhupada's grace, hearing his wisdom, and seeing his capacity to transform people's lives in such a positive, beautiful way, she wanted to be an instrument of that grace. And Srila Prabhupada saw that. And that is the reason why Prabhupada kept her at his side and engaged her in many of the most important services, especially in the early days of our society. Because Prabhupada knew that whatever she heard and whatever she witnessed, she would take the essence of that deeply into the core of her heart with faith, with a will to serve, and that she would share that with others. Srila Prabhupada was a sannyasi, a swami, and there are many traditional principles of swamis or sannyasis' relationships with the opposite sex. Srila Prabhupada followed those very carefully. But at the same time, he gave Yamuna Devi entrance into his personal life and teachings, perhaps like no other lady in the history of our society. Because he understood how she was receiving the essence and her eagerness to assist him in sharing that essence. She was an embodiment of pure devotional service. And as we have heard from Her Grace Dinatharani Devi, she had such a will to receive and to serve. Whatever she did, she perfected it beyond anyone else. And she shared it. And she never, ever wanted any credit for herself. She wanted no glorification. She wanted no benefits. She didn't want anyone to help her on a material platform. How many people would have loved to build those cabinets for her in her kitchen at Shatranagati? Why did she do it herself? Dinatharani Devi helped her build it so she has a better understanding. But it seems she was just so humble. She didn't expect people to come and help her on those things. She just wanted to give and give and give. International Cookbook of the Year. And her cookbook was so controversial, based on such unpopular social modern principles. Can you imagine? It was all about just pleasing her guru, and she says it right from the beginning. How did that happen? Because Srila Prabhupada, she saw how he would cook with such love and devotion. And he encouraged her to cook. That's how seriously she took that little indication. She saw how Prabhupada would absorb himself in chanting Krishna's holy names. And Prabhupada told her to chant Krishna's holy names. And inspired by the depths of his devotion, she went so deep into her chanting. How she inspired these young girls and boys, how she inspired our whole society, how she would chant for hours and hours and hours just all alone with her deities. That's how profoundly deep her connection to the holy name was, because she saw Prabhupada's connection. And she received that grace. She accepted it. And how she shared it. It's a historical reality. When George Harrison secretly disguised himself in London to hear the devotees performing kirtan, nobody even knew he was there. The devotees were more or less homeless and had no money and were totally unknown. But when he later met her, he said, "I heard your chanting." She said, "How did you hear my chanting?" And he told. He said, "Your voice, the devotion, mesmerized me." And he invited the devotees to make a record under the label of the Beatles. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's all the record was. 3 minutes of just chanting Mahamantra, Yamuna Devi singing in the lead. It became the number one record in Europe. It was the first time in the history of the Western world that kirtan was actually brought to the public on a large scale. Now kirtan is a very popular type of music in the West. Yamuna Devi receiving that depth of Prabhupada sitting at Golden Gate Park with a little bongo drum chanting, she took that in so deeply that she brought it to millions and millions of lives and actually established what we're seeing today and what the possibilities are for the future. Srila Prabhupada asked her to study how deity worship was done in the various Goswami temples in Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani attracted her heart in South India. And by her inspiration, with that photo we saw this morning, she inspired the most beautiful and popular deity of Srimati Radharani on earth to be made at Radha Shyam Sundar Temple in Vrindavan. Even one of the most highly respected Brijabasis in all of Braj Bhumi or Vrindavan has told me, in all of Braj Bhumi, there is no deity of Sri Radha as beautiful as Radha Shyam Sundar in the Krishna Balaram temple. And millions of people from all over India and the world go there just to see her. That was Yamuna Devi's inspiration. Janani Vas Prabhu, myself, when I was a pujari, Janani Vas Prabhu, of course, is the ultimate pujari of ISKCON. His original training and inspiration was learning deity worship from Yamuna Devi. And how that has inspired him for the worship of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. The book that we are launching today is, it's a beautiful story about a truly humble soul's journey towards spiritual perfection, how she received it and how she shared it, how she faced incredible challenges, challenges of health, challenges internal within her own society, betrayal, challenges of being the first and only white-colored lady of ISKCON to live in Vrindavan. She was the only one, and she was alone. And the whole of Vrindavan practically kept her under a magnifying
microscope. What is she going to do? What is she going to say? How's she going to deal with this? And it was about 50 degrees Celsius at the time. And she's from the northern parts of America. It explains these situations very nicely within the book that's being released. With such dignity, with such integrity, always seeing every situation as Prabhupada taught her, as an opportunity to go deeper and deeper and deeper into experiencing Krishna's love. Because that's what bhakti is. Experiencing Krishna's love and reciprocating by offering our love, by doing the very best we can. Just as she learned so much by observing Srila Prabhupada, we could actually learn the same by observing her. That is the importance of this book. And because she had such kindness and affection upon the devotees of our community here, Dinatarini Devi has Dinatarini Devi came because she knew how much Yamuna Devi valued all of you. And it is my sincerest wish that each and every one of you read this book. The only qualification is that you can read English. Otherwise, we'll try to get it translated into another language. But the devotees, some of the senior devotees and the leaders here feel this is such an offering of Yamuna's love to all of you and Dinatarini Devi's compassion. We really want to make it available and we really want to enthuse you to read it. Whatever profits go to a foundation for spiritual education. Nothing will go to any of the people who worked for years to publish it, to produce it. So some of our devotees have subsidized so that for the devotees here, you can get the book for 1/4 of the actual price. So the foundation gets everything and all of you could get everything. So I'm only saying this because I really want you to read this book. For no other reason except Yamuna's life, her teachings. It's a precious gift that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, Radha Gopinath, have given all of us. Dinatarini Devi, thank you. Thank you for writing this book. Thank you for bringing Yamuna Devi's back into the book. When she was writing the book for several years, Yamuna Devi, she told Dinatarini, if Prabhupada takes me away, you please finish it. But nobody ever saw what she was writing. When Dinatarini Devi saw it, as she said this morning, it was a very beautiful experience, but very challenging. Because Yamuna Devi was just talking about everyone else. Prabhupada was in the room and he said this to one devotee. That's what she'd write. That devotee was Yamuna Devi. Unless Dinatarani excavated, you know, the truth between the lines, we would never know who that one devotee was. And that's how the whole book was written. Yes. So it's Prabhupada's grace that he took her the way he did, even though it's very heartbreaking to all of us in separation. Because Kartamasa Radhakund, Dinatarini Devi, and those who helped. They're giving us a chance to enter into the life of a true devotee, a truly compassionate saint, Yamuna Devi. And at this time, we are going to officially have a ceremony to launch the book. And personally, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But it's about to happen. Thank you very much.